To the physicians at Mission Hospital, part of St. Joseph Health System, even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's time now for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Addiction intervention can be difficult, and especially when it's with an adolescent addict. My guest is Dr. Daniel Hedrick, and he's a certified addiction expert with Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hedrick.
Thanks.
So tell us about intervening with the adolescent addict.
Well, I've been detoxing and treating drug addicts, alcoholics for 28 years, about 17,000 people right here in Orange County. And I'm 62, and I'm thinking, you know, we've saved a lot of lives, but the problem's gotten worse. Kids are using drugs at a much earlier age. They're dying even before they're addicted. They're dying even before I have a chance to work with them. Drugs are much more potent, and they're cheaper. And so that's why we're going to develop an adolescent treatment center, which is important. But then I'm realizing the really way to stop this whole progression is to stop kids before they start. And one of the projects that I'm working on is researching some kids that have actually done that. And so we can use them as examples and try to figure out what were their traits and how did they do that. How did they go all the way through high school without taking a drink or a drug? You know? And it's pretty amazing to find these people and to interview them. And I'm actually going to, you know, make a film on it, a documentary eventually. But we can show it to parents and even to 7th graders or 8th graders before they're getting into high school to show them that, hey, you can really have fun, have a blast, do crazy things, and you don't have to take a drug or a drink. And so it hasn't really been done. I've never really, I can't find anybody that has done that research, but we've already started interviewing or like a casting for the film, interviewing kids, and it's just really exciting to talk to these kids. They have very common things already. I've interviewed about 30 of them, and we just put out a flyer.
Tell us how did they do that? I mean,
as
a parent,
exactly.
Dr. Hedrick, I want to know this. My son is 14. My daughter's 11.
Yeah.
How did
yeah.
they get through high school without that? Give the parents listening some of the tips that you've been learning.
Yeah, exactly. You know why? Because one of the first questions is I ask them, do you know anybody else that did what you did? And the most common response is really shocking. The most common response out of these 30 kids was one. Some of them said two. I said, only one of your friends actually did what you did, didn't take a drink or a drug all the way through high school? Yeah. I go, how did you do that? What did those other people think about you? All your peers were drinking? And that was a funny question, too, because they kind of looked at me and, like, that was a weird question. And they said they didn't care what other people thought about them. They had some sort of a grounding. They felt good enough about themselves. They didn't care that much about peer pressure. Somehow they had incorporated that in through their parents or through their church or something. They felt enough self-respect that they didn't care that much about what other people thought. It was funny because it was almost like they hadn't even thought of that. The second most common thing they said, everybody said, I was too busy. I had school, I had sports, I had this and that. And they were connected with some group wasn't really focused on alcohol or drugs, you know, some sports, some music, something like that. And one of the other things is they all had kind of a gift, something that turned them on, you know, whether it was playing soccer or roller derby or crazy surfing or music instruments, they all had something. And the most interesting part was these little things that gave them joy were, you know, most of them were like experts at it, and that they were like the team captain, and they did all this stuff. But there was a couple of them that got my attention because there was one short gal that was Hispanic, and she said her thing, what she got kind of high in life or joy in life was playing basketball, and that kind of shocked me. And I said, "Hey, can we film you playing basketball? Because eventually, when we film it," and she said, "No, not really." And I kind of felt uncomfortable, and I thought about it. And there was a couple other people that said things like, well, like, I love playing guitar, but I don't really want to be filmed. And then later on, I thought about that. It's not really that you have these gifts that are like, you don't have to be perfect, an expert. It's not a performance to get your approval. People just, like this one guy plays a guitar, but he's never Well, maybe he will in the future, but right now he's not interested in being like a guitar expert or anything.
And this gal just a passion that plays these
basketball.
Kids have.
She's not going to be a perfect basketball. Maybe she will. I don't know. But right now it's not to prove you. Get approval. It gives her joy. You got to find that.
It's a passion. And
yeah.
And I think that the studies are coming out more and more, Dr. Hedrick, and I've seen that too, that if children are not bored, if they're not sitting around playing video games or just hanging out with their friends, if they've got a passion, as you say, for sports or music or arts or something, then I really want to talk to the parents of those kids and find out how what they did about keeping lines of communication open and talking with the kids. Now, moving a little bit on from that, Dr. Hedrick, how would a parent know if their child is on drugs? Can you give them some...
That's where it goes. So, yeah, the only way you can do is drug testing. I mean, you know, I've been in this field. I've raised kids, and one of my kids ended up, you know, being, you know, caught with marijuana, and I didn't even know. And I was drug testing. It was their senior year in high school, but I was drug testing since they were about 12, and they were doing so good, and I kind of backed off, and sure enough, and then we nipped it in the bud, and we got it, and she got into treatment. She did fine, but so now they're in their 20s, and they made it. I drug tested my kids, and I think it saved them, because there's great ways to do it. There's saliva testing, there's urine testing, there's hair testing. Either way, just one of the things is you're trying to make an impact in like, this is very important to me. It's so important. And my biggest gift to my kids is my being me, not the Xanax me or the marijuana me or the alcohol me. When they talk to me, they're talking to me. And I want that from them. I want a relationship with them, not the marijuana them. You know, that you start losing track of your own kid, you know. You don't even know your own kid. That becomes, you know, they become the drug in a way. So drug testing is the only way. That way you don't have to become a narcotics officer and smell their breath and check their pockets and figure out, you know, worry about what color hair they have and what type of music they're listening to. As long as they're doing a drug test once in a while, you know, and they get a good, you know, C or B average, so that's the most important thing. But you can't do
so
it.
So, Dr. Hedrick, give parents listening some opening words of wisdom if they want to begin that talk to their teenager about drugs, and if they're going to drug test, or if they're going to, you know, talk to them about it and let them know the dangers. Give them something. You're an expert at this. Give them some opening words to help them start that discussion.
Yeah. Well, I think... In their own words, you have to say how important this is and how valuable life is and enjoyable life is and how you can get high in life with, maybe that's not the right words for most people, but get to celebrate life and go through all the ups and downs of life without a chemical. And let's do that together. So let's sit down and figure out how are we going to get a thrill and joy out of life. And let them choose. And they might say, well, I want to go snowboarding in New Zealand or something like that. Okay, let's try to do that. Just follow their lead, you know, and ask, and sort of a project like, how are you going to get joy in life without taking a chemical? And let them, as an assignment, tell, you know, ask them, let's do that, and let's do that together. But the parents have to make a real commitment, too, that they're going to be chemical free from all intoxicants, too.
So what would be the sort of best practice on how to intervene if you do suspect that your child... We only have a couple of minutes left, Dr. Hedrick, but what would you say to parents who suspect that their children are using drugs? What do you do?
I would start doing the drug testing, you know, random drug testing, and create in them the image and the vision and the dream that we are going to go through all your adolescent years without taking a drink or a drug. Now, let's figure out how to do that. So you both have the same dream. If both the parents and the kids have the same vision and target, then you can work on it. So we're not going to do this. This is the most important thing, and it is, through high school, to try to figure out how to get all those lessons that high school offers us about dealing with stress and abuse and grief and loss and fear and fun and joy and celebration too, without a chemical. We're going to do that. And then when you're adult, if you want to do that, then that's fine. If you want to drink or whatever, that's it. But this is high priority. We're going to make it through. I'll do anything to make it through until you're 21.
That's really great words of wisdom, and we'll certainly be looking forward to your research and to finding out what these kids do and what their parents do when they can make it all the way through without taking a drink or using drugs. Thank you so much, Dr. Daniel Hedrick. And you're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4, health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.